Shalom Aleichem, Rabbotai. The Mishnah Yomi continues with the 11th parak of Trumot at Mishnah Gimel. Recall yesterday in Mishnah Bet, we learned a machloket about what juice is the real juice. If juicing things like tamarim and tapuchim and sidvaniot was considered really juice, or sort of not quite juice, Rabbi Eliezer said, it's really juice, including the ability to make things accept Tuma from outside sources, except contamination. Rabbi Yehoshua said, no, it's not real juice. Then Mishnah Gimel continues, Ein osin tamarim dvash. On a related note, we can't make tamarim, dates of truma, into honey, meaning to sort of squish the goo out of them. You're going to throw out the klipa, the husk, and just keep the goo in the middle, put it in a honey jar and call it honey, even though it's date honey. That's okay, because the Torah calls date honey dvash, regular honey. Velo tapuchim yayin. You can't make apples of truma into yayin, what we might call apple cider vinegar once it goes bad. Velo sitvaniot chometz. And you can't make these sitvaniot, these winter grapes of truma, into vinegar. Ushar kol haperot, and other fruits of truma, ein mishaneotam mebiryatan bitruma uvum eiser sheni. So not just in truma, but also for meiser sheni fruits, you're not allowed to change them from how they are, because in so doing, you're losing something. You understand, if you're squishing apples of meiser sheni into apple cider, gishmak, apple cider, Baruch Hashem, everyone loves apple cider, but you're losing the dry part, the part that doesn't go into the apple cider, the squished, flattened apple. That's a loss, and we can't cause a loss to Truma and Meiser. Ela zeitim anovim bilvad. The exception is the olives and the grapes. Olives and grapes are, in a sense, designed by Hashem lechatchila from the get-go to be made into liquid form. Olives and grapes, Rabosai, in liquid form, are very chashuv. They're used, we're going to see, in the Beit HaMikdash. The pasuk itself, it says, Dagon tirsh v'yitzhar. Dagon is grain, tirsh and yitzhar, it's wine and oil. So that pasuk actually refers to grapes and olives in liquid form. So beautiful, you can make them into liquid form, even though you're losing a shtickel of the olive and the grape, the part that gets trampled and thrown out. But the liquid is so chashuv that it's considered that it's not a loss at all. It's actually more valuable to have the oil or the wine than to have the fruit itself. Ein sofkin harbayim mishum orla. We do not give somebody lashes for eating orla, a plant in the first 3 years. Ela al yotzim in azeitim in anavim, except if he's having the wine or the grapes. Now there is orla for other species, but if he had, for instance, orla apples and then he made apple cider, that's usher, that's still orla, but it's not an orla de raisa we're going to give malchus for, but wine and olive oil we would, because it's still considered that the fruit is extant. Ein mevin bikurim mashkim. We don't bring bikurim, the gifts of the first fruits brought to the temple, into liquid form. Only wine and oil can be bikurim. Other items have to be in solid original form. And things don't become tame. Ela yotzim min zeitim min ha'anavim, meaning there's no hechsher l'kabel tuma except for zeitim anavim. This was again in Mishnah Beit. We had the acronym Yod Shachat Dam. So please refer to yesterday's Mishnah for the list of these seven liquids that can make something ready to be kabel tuma. So those juices are only zeitim anavim. So that's like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua yesterday, not really Ezer. In makrivin rabbi mizbeach, they're not brought on the mizbeach. Ela yotzim min zeitim min anavim. Only liquids brought in the Mizbeach are those from the olives and the grapes. I need to correct myself, not liquids, juices. So the only juices brought are oil and wine, because there is another liquid brought, and that is famously water on Sukkos that Hashem put into the Psukim about the Karbanos of Sukkos. He put an extra mem, an extra yud, and an extra mem as a hint that we should make a drosha that mayim also goes on the Mizbeach, that there is famously a Nisuch Hamayim on Chag, on Sukkot. Mishnah Dalet, Ukse Te'enim, the stems of Te'enim, Ugrugers, and dried figs. Figs and dried figs, Ksilim, Vecheruvim. Ksilim is also some kind of fig, And Cheruvin, the cherubs, the Cheruv shel Truma, that belong to Truma, Asurim Lezarim, non-Kohanim cannot eat the stems. Now, this is even though the stems are not really considered edible, not really considered part of the fruit, but sometimes it's a gezeira, right? So sometimes when you pull off the stem, you get just the shtickle of the actual fruit flesh itself is attached to the stem. So we can't have Kohanim pulling off 100 stems and giving them to non-Kohanim because a few of those 100 stems are going to have some truma fruit, which is aser to non-Kohanim. Shkoyach Rabosai, Zegebenched.